This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It was a pretty busy week in the House this week. We began the week by passing the FAA reauthorization bill, ensuring America remains the gold standard in aviation safety and innovation. This bill renews and extends authority for the Federal Aviation Administration to conduct its operations, purchase new equipment, and conduct airport planning and development through fiscal year 2028. It also extends the FAA's authority to collect airport fees and taxes. In other words, after months of delays, we finally landed the plane. This was also Police Week in Washington, and my Republican colleagues and I honored the brave men and women in blue by passing strong legislation to support and protect them. People in law enforcement have a tough job, and it's worthy of our support. Unfortunately, there are some members on the left who want to defund the police. I'll never stand by and allow for that. There was another statue dedication this week in the Capitol. North Carolina dedicated a statue in honor of the late Dr. Billy Graham. Beautiful ceremony, well-deserved honor. It was an honor for me to be there to see America's pastor remembered in such a special way. In September, Arkansas will unveil its newest statue. Johnny Cash will take his place in these hallowed halls on September the 24th. Those were the positives coming out of the House this week, but there were also a few moments of exchanges in committee that were not so complimentary to Congress. On Thursday, for example, in the Oversight Committee, a resolution holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for failing to comply with a subpoena related to President Biden's special counsel interview erupted in chaos after a few select members engaged in truly unfortunate debate. Harsh words flew. Demeaning comments were made. Words were taken down. Chairman Jamie Comer of Kentucky seemed to lose control of his committee for a moment, but got things back together, albeit after some very hard feelings were expressed. You know, this institution was built on rigorous debate, but with dignity and respect. Some of my colleagues would rather throw temper tantrums rather than advance policies to improve the lives of everyday Americans. Rest assured, I'm here to work. Next week, we will get started on marking up fiscal year 2025 appropriation bills, which will deliver direct results to folks in Arkansas, from funding infrastructure projects and innovative programs to supporting our troops. I will be sure to keep you updated as we move through this process. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.